You know, it's a lot of changes, but I like it, man. It's, you know, letting our, you know, a lot of our attributes show in our game and a lot of talents. And, you know, they're doing different stuff, man. They're spreading the field and, you know, they're putting us, you know, matching us up with good numbers and stuff, you know, with linebackers or cornerbacks with the receivers and receivers with, you know, smaller cornerbacks and stuff. You know, they're doing everything that we can to, you know, just be in a better position. Playbook, man, it looked like it's going to work, and I know it's going to work, man. We all feel the same way, and we all, you know, got a chip on our shoulder right now just to, you know, where we need to be at.
Trent, you've had a few months to rest your ribs and your knees and whatever else might have been hurting. How do you feel?
I feel great, man, 100%. I wish y'all could be out there to watch the whole practice, man, but, you know, I'm out there flying around, man. I finally feel skinny, man. I ain't got all this big padding on me right now, so... you know, it's way easy to breathe. I can sleep at night. You know, I just, it's really, you know, just a fresh, you know, fresh breath on me right now, man. And, you know, it just seemed like, you know, all that hard work I put in last year is, you know, just really just starting to pay off. And, you know, just bringing my game to another level as far as me, you know, working last year, you know, where I need to be at this year.
How long has it been since you've been fully 100% in your mind?
Well, in my mind, I felt like, you know, at least about six weeks ago, you know, I came back here and got a checkup, and they told me that, you know, I still need to take it slow a little bit. But when I got back here, we ain't said nothing else about it, and I've been flying around and moving and stuff. And so everything I do, man, I don't feel nothing. I don't feel nothing wrong with me at all, and I feel, you know, better than ever right now.
What are your early impressions of your new coaches, Chud and Norv?
You know, the enthusiasm they got, and what, you know, how they teach us, man, and you know, it's not like they're college coaches, man. They're professional players and professional coaches, and they know we're professional players. So, you know, with them knowing their place and us knowing our place, I think it's good for the team the way, you know, they, you know, just come at us, and, you know, we're just getting a feel of everybody right now. Even the coaches getting a feel of us right now, because, you know, a lot of them, all the coaches never coach us for real. And so, you know, with that, you know, every coach is, you know, it's their job to coach us at anything we do wrong or anything we need to get better at, or they feel like we need to work, you know, as far as technique or anything. So, and all the coaches are on us, and, you know, that's what we need.
How restricted were you last year by injuries? You had a tough rushing average because of that.
It was tough, man. It's a lot of stuff I didn't say, and I don't know if I can really say it now, but it was tough, man, because I know it'd be times I really couldn't get going and probably till like Friday, and I just had to be, you know, just be out there Sunday and just be playing. So, you know, for me, man, like I said, I can't wait to this year. I think it's going to be a big, you know, smile on everybody's face after the games, you know, this year, and then, you know, not too many sad faces in there and asking us about, you know, what we could have did and, you know, what we should have done. And I think it's more of a trend where you feel it now, you know, where we at in the season now, and, you know, how the team, you know, come together. I think it's going to be more of those questions this year.
Seems like the quarterback's much happier with this offense, too.
Oh, yeah. I think the quarterbacks are much happier. You know, especially with Brandon, man, you know, his arm is stronger than ever right now. And, you know, even with Jason there, man, both of them guys are battling, you know, and making each other better. Either with Thad, man, Thad is doing a great job, too. So all them guys, man, is just showing all their ability and all their agility and, you know, just really showing that they can just really play this game and they love to play. So, you know, I think with everybody, I think their skill set, you know, accommodates everybody with receivers, quarterbacks, linemen, receivers, all that, man. Running backs, I think that's, you know, that's for everybody. So,
Norv is known for using a power running game, and he said he wants to bring that here. What has he told you about his expectations for you and how he wants to use it?
You know, well, the first thing he said to me, man, I had Emmitt Smith. And, you know, for me and Emmitt Smith being from the same hometown, going to the same school, I mean, it's just a lot of big work, a lot of big shoes I got to fill in. And once again, you know, for me, man, that's, you know, for him, you know, being able to coach Emmitt Smith and call plays, you know, for Emmitt to be up under him and, you know, to learn from him. And that's big for me, man, you know, just to, you know, have him around, you know, for all of us, me, Martario, and Obi, and Deion. So, you know, we all working together and we all pushing, you know, even with our old line, we all pushing, we all working together, making our calls right, doing a lot of stuff we didn't do last year, making our calls right and making sure we all on the same page.
Seems like you can't run away from that guy, huh?
Hell no, not at all, man. I'm always, you know, have some connection with him no matter what. And you know, until, you know, I get to where he at now, and it's going to be like that until, you know, people can say that, you know, he finally did it or something like that. You know, that's down the line. But, you know, it's going to always be a connection.
But isn't that sort of a cool, that's almost like a sense of destiny, that's an honor.
You know, even, you know, being, you know, here in Cleveland, you know, and filling in the shoes of the great Jim Brown, you know, with all them great running backs that have been through here, you know. And so, it's like I said, it's an honor, you know, to be mentioning that name, you know, with the Adrian Peterson of the LT, with the Ray Rice, all them guys, you know, that just play football, play running back and have done it and, you know, they're still doing great things now.
Trey, you've had about a month to reflect on the crown of the helmet. Rui, I know you expressed some disappointment initially. What are your thoughts about it now? And then practically as you're now on the field, how can you plan for it or adjust? Or
well, really, I just don't think about it. Because I think about it, man, I think that, you know, may just slow me down. So they came up with the rule, and, you know, it is what it is. I understand that, you know, they're trying to make the NFL safe as they can, you know, for the players, you know, in the long run and for the present. But I just can't, you know, I'm not saying I'm going to switch up my running style, but I'm going to make sure I'm going to do whatever it takes, you know, to not hurt nobody else or, you know, not to injure myself at all either. So, you know, if I get flagged, it happens. But, you know, that's a split-second decision. But other than that, man, I'm going to try to do whatever it takes, you know, to be safe and not to get that flag.
How did it feel, though, that they were showing film of you and that you're like the poster child for this thing?
Well, at first I wasn't watching until everybody kept calling me and, you know, asking me about it and stuff like that. And so when I really started to watch it, you know, people were like, well, that's the T. Rich rule or the Trent Richardson rule. And, you know, it just, you know, I just laughed about it at first. Now, like, then I started to feel kind of bad for the backs because I feel like it was kind of my fault. I mean, but if it, you know, if it is, it is. You know, it's something I, you know, I smirk off, you know, a little bit. So, you know, it's a lot of fun, the game out there with it, too. So, but I got to make sure I be careful and make sure I don't put the team in a bad situation so we get flags.
So, Trent, how'd you like your first winter?
Well, I left the Florida, so I can tell you about a winter. But, you know, it was straight, man. I stayed in the house a lot, man. I don't really, you know, go too many places for real, man. That's why the reason I bought my house, man, if I won't have to leave and go too many places, man. But, you know, for my kids, man, it was kind of, you know, crazy for them because they want to go outside and they want me to go play with them. Like, it's too cold for me to go out there. I mean, my bones going to be aching and stuff like that. But, man, you know, just driving through the snow, it was kind of a different experience. I ain't never drove through snow before. And so, it was kind of, you know, fun. I went out there and made a snow angel one time with my little girls and tried to build a little snowman. Man, but, you know, one day it can be, you know, just like it is now. Yeah. And the next day it can be snowing. So
yeah,
it's kind of, I know y'all know. I ain't got to tell y'all from experience. I mean, but it was kind of, you know, funny to me.
Trent, what is the status of the complaint made against you a couple of weeks ago?
Man, I wish I could say stuff about that, man. But, you know, as far as legal rights, I really can't say nothing about it. But I wish I could. And when I can, I'll make sure I can. I'll make sure I come talk to y'all. But other than that, I really can't talk about that right now.
Trent, how good is D. Milner, and how would you, you know, how much would you like to see him here?
Man, I love D. to be here, especially on the other side of Joe. Them two on, you know, opposite sides, man, well, on the same side of football, but on two different sides, man, that's a powerful thing. Both of them guys are top-notch guys, and you know, just comparing him with Joe, man, it's an honor for him. You know, it's an honor to, you know, even have him, you know, even take visits up here to me, because I know how that dude works, man, and I know what that man put in his everyday game, man. That dude, they work hard, and he's fast, got a lot of good ball skills. You know, just being around. I think he's a better person than he is, you know, as far as being an athlete, too. So I done seen this dude do a 360 dunk in the gym off hop, so off just vertical. So this dude here, he's athletic and he's ready to play. He's always giving 100%.
He said.
What he said?
He said tackling you was like tackling a Mac truck.
Well, me and Dina had a couple of bouts before in the spring games, and you know we try to, you know, do a little contract with each other, but you know he always do something, or that one of the defensive players would always do something to kind of tick me off at Bama, when it'd probably be like Upshaw or Hightower, and I try not to take it out on him, but you know we kind of go at it, you know, when it come down to it. Coach Saban be up on our butts, so he see us, you know, just thudding off or tagging off just like that. So we always going 100%.
Thanks, guys.